All right, thank you. Okay, so but everybody's leaving. Good. So my name is Benedikt, and actually I didn't want to present myself. Actually, I wanted to guess, let you guessing. Yeah. So what did I study, and where do I come from? It's a small game. Yeah. So what do you guess where I come from?
Germany.
Very good. And more precise a little bit. No, not the south.
Nope.
Okay, other meanings, other opinions.
Berlin.
Berlin. Yeah, Berlin. I come. So yesterday I came from Berlin, but originally I come.
Hamburg.
Now. Close to Cologne.
Bonn.
Close to Bonn.
Yeah.
No.
Siegburg,
very close to Siegburg, and another town you are probably know, St. Augustine, yes. So I come from St. Augustine, and to prove you, I copied my first application as a programmer. So I studied computer science here in Bonn, grew up in St. Augustine. There you find my address, so it's really 5 minutes away from here. That's why I came, why I came here to the Froscom, but I've been here already before. So, but now I live in Berlin. Yeah. So my talk. No, shortly I continue my presentation. So I grew up. I was born in Bonn. Grew up in St. Augustine. 98. As Klaus told it already, I worked for Amazon in Seattle. Amazon.de didn't exist at this time here in Germany. So I was very happy to experience Amazon as a small startup. So I always had then in mind also to found my own startup, but it shouldn't be. So I worked instead for open source, I worked for closed source, I wrote. So I worked for SAP for a long time and did closed source. At the end of these 8 years, I said, no, I really want to go back to web development. I want to do some cool stuff and want to found a startup. And so I came 2 years ago here to the Froscon, looked into PHP and looked into Ruby, and at the end I decided to learn Ruby. Yeah, so my talk, so I asked myself, what can I teach you in Ruby? And my answer was probably nothing. But maybe I have other things to tell. So one is, last year I founded a startup, so I want to present you the sample architecture, how we designed it, what were our challenges. And the second thing is the founder story of this. So maybe, who's running a startup from of you? Does somebody has a startup? Okay, one. And who wants to found an own company? Okay, and the rest, they are, you are hackers, happy in the companies. Good. So I start with the second point, founder story. It's getting loud now. Did I something touch? Did I? Ah, okay. Good. So in 2011, I was still in SAP. I wanted to found a startup. So I had an idea. I found a team. I quit my job. And right after quitting my job, it was the first failure. It didn't work out. So I looked into different teams to try to find another team. And we found that I found two co-founders. And we founded StartWork. So this was a platform against procrastination, yeah, auf Schieberitis, we say in Germany. And I did this already in Rails. And so we were teams of three. We got a room from the university in Berlin. We had to renovate it by ourselves, so it was really startup feeling. We got a professional photographer. She made these beautiful pictures. And our goal was, in August 2012, we want to have 100 recurrent users every day for this platform. And 3 months later, it was August, and we had just 5 daily users. So we said, okay, we have to stop it, doesn't work. And what we did then, we wrote on a whiteboard a lot of ideas. So these are all our ideas, what we can do, what the world is waiting for. And these are our 3 people, myself, and at the end we found 4 ideas which we want to continue. And one of these ideas were an agriculture application, although nobody of us had any idea of agriculture. So we continued to look into these 4 ideas, and we made an internship at a farm, that's me at the farm, and just to see what problems they have. And a month later we said, okay, they have so many problems. In September 2012, so it was just last year, we do this. Yeah, we do an agriculture app, and we call it Machine Dirigent, a nice German name. And yeah, and this platform, Machine Dirigent, it's a software as a service platform. Yeah. So just for your information, we are flipping the talks, and I'm talking now, and the test talk will be in 30 minutes. And so we decided to do this software as a service platform for management of an agriculture company. And the projects were very great. So we had the support of the key players. So we talked with the people of the Ministry of Agriculture, with a lot of other key players, and they all said, so we have to continue, we have to do this. And we saw that all these farmers had real pain, and the competition was very poor. So I show you shortly some competitors. So these are the competitors. Lucas, well, this one is also very nice and very up to date from 2002. But there were also some real competitors like this one. So they have a cloud-based solution in PHP, but without a framework, so just pure PHP. So, yeah.
What's the application?
So the application is like SAP for farmers. Yeah, so it's a SaaS platform where they can plan their resources, their people, their machinery, where they can track their how long they worked on each field, and then they can automatically build the bills out of it and have statistics and so on. So a business B2B platform. So we found some reference customers, and after 1 year of hard work, I have now the time to reflect what I did during this year, and I have to say I became during this year a mainstream developer. So this was my, this was my strategy how to cope with this situation. So I didn't have any experience with Rails, and so I had to build this software without being an expert in Rails. So my daily quest was, what is the best practice? Yeah, how do the big companies or the best programmers, how would they solve this problem? And I didn't have the time to look into much alternatives. I always wanted to focus on the main solutions. And therefore, I consider myself as a mainstream developer. So I looked a lot on the Rails guides, yeah, which really show the standards of Rails, on Rails cast. I tried to avoid all these very funny and the ideas of the hackers, which love to do something different than the standard way. Yeah, and I really tried always to find the standard way. But I still, although I didn't have much idea of Ruby, I still brought some skills with me. which helped me at the time when founding the startup. And I shortly want to tell you which were these skills. So one was communication. So when I studied computer science here in Bonn, I didn't learn how to communicate at all, and I don't want to say that I'm a good communicator, but still I learned a lot how to talk with clients during my business years, and also to talk with people in the evening in the pub or so. Yeah, and this is very important to understand and to really understand the problems of the people. Yeah, and for me as a programmer, this was especially challenging, because normally we like just to sit down on the computer and not to talk. Yeah. So this helped me a lot to understand these problems. And the ability to learn, I think as a programmer you always learn new languages. You don't continue with just one language, so you are able to easily learn a new language, to easily learn also a new business like agriculture, because you have learned to learn. And then I think one good point for important skill was discipline, but discipline sounds very oppressing, and I like it much more the concept of addiction. Yeah, if you're addicted to solve problems, yeah, you have a problem, you have a bug in your system, and you can't sleep until you solve it. And I think you can train it. Yeah, you can train that you get addicted to solve these problems. Yeah, then of course I'm used to make sports, and this is also very important. I saw that here on the Frostcon schedule there exists also a talk about sports and doing open source. Yeah, so you have, when you want to be productive on the computer, your body also needs to be fit. Yeah, and a good network was also for me very important in Berlin. So when you have a good network of people with whom you can discuss problems. So we chose this different business idea, machine dirigent, and again we made nice pictures. Actually we took these pictures just last week, so sorry I have to present it to you because they're so nice. And a third one. Yeah, and also we will rename ourselves now. Machine dirigent sounds very urban, and the farmers, they didn't like so sophisticated names. So we bought a domain, and we will rename us in trekker.com. And this is our logo, that's why it is everywhere. Okay, so this was the founder story, and now I want to present you shortly the architecture. So as I told you, I tried to focus only on the big jams and the big libraries and the big solutions. So of course, I, as a user authentication, we use device, we deploy to Heroku. Heroku wants Postgres as a database, and jQuery is also standard. So this makes the life for me very easy. Yeah, I don't have to, you know, all this. I think everybody of you maybe has deployed already an app on Heroku. So then one challenge in a B2B application is a multi-tenancy. Yeah, does everybody know this concept? Yeah, so there are a lot of solutions for this, and the easiest what I found in the web was just scoping. Yeah, so you scope all your models, and when you when a user logs in to the platform, yeah, he belongs to a tenant, yeah, and then he only sees the machineries of this tenant. So whenever you do for example, machine.all, yeah, then only you see the machines of this tenant. So this was very easy. I'm very happy with this jam. Then we had the question about the app. So we need we needed an app which works on the field where the farmers on the field can track their time, how long they spent on the field, how much hectare they did on the field, and so on. So we asked ourselves, so should we do a browser app, should we do a hybrid app or Android, and so on. And at the end, a network of people was very important, yeah, because we didn't. Okay, then to put it close to me. No. So this network was very helpful because we didn't know how to build, for example, an Android app. The people they recommended us we need an Android app because we can force the customers to use only Android. No, it's in B2C. The customer decides what to use, and in B2B, it's the company who decides what the customers use. So we were able to decide for Android, and then we hired a freelancer first, and then we found also a programmer who did this Android app. And then we use also a lot of UI gems, Bootstrap, data tables, Select2, best in place. I think the best in place is a inline editing gem. You might know, I will shortly show you then the platform. And for all this geolocation, when the drivers, the farmers go on the field, we need all the GPS coordinates in the system. And for this there exists a nice extension of the Postgres database, the PostGIS. I think it's all standard. And I know we are on an open source conference, but we decided in the first decision for Google Maps, maybe it was not the right decision, but it was the first decision. Yeah, it was for us the easiest way just to start with it. And I know that's this license question, and maybe we have to go to open map one day. But for us, it was just when you want to show the next day something to the customers, it was for us easier just to start with Google Maps because the entry was easier. I don't know. Maybe do you have different experience? You're looking. No. Okay. For these people who expected the test talk, so we have currently only integration tests. So it was just a pragmatical decision. Of course, I know how important it is to write tests, and I have to write all these unit tests. But I didn't have the time. It was not a time question to write the test. It was a time question to understand how test frameworks work, how RSpec works, and to understand how the whole test philosophy. Because I was not a Rails developer at the beginning. I was not able to learn everything from the beginning. But now I realize more and more how important it is, and for this winter we definitely plan to have a full coverage, especially when we want to hire another programmer, and of course it's very hard for a second programmer to step into the code and doesn't have a test coverage. So this is something what still is needed. Yeah? So currently I use for the integration test Cucumber. So the question was whether we use RSpec. Yeah, but I think for this winter, when we want to do all this test coverage, we will build. We will do it in RSpec. Yeah, but it's a pragmatic decision also. No, when you want to be agile and you want to be very fast, then sometimes you don't have the time to write the test, and I think it's like a credit. Yeah, so you take the credit. And you, one day you have to pay it back. Yeah? And I think now it's a time after a year that we have to pay it back and to write all these tests. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now I wanted to shortly show you the platform, just to give you an impression what can be built in just a year. So I log in as a user. You can't see it. Thank you. Oh, I just realized that it's in German. Hmm. We have to translate it still. Yeah. But how can I give an English talk when it's in German? Anyway, so this is a dashboard. So you see, we tried to make it very clear and easy. Yeah, to we try to find colors, which can be found in agriculture. So I think design is very important nowadays for users of software. Yeah, so we don't want to see the style of the competitors I showed you before. And for example, here in this position, so the farmer can plan his tractors. It's still working. Yeah. So he can plan, for example, to use this tractor 3 days. And this tractor here 3 days, and then he says, ooh. Yeah, and here, this is for example Select 2, yeah, this very nice gem, and he uses this customer, and then we can block these machines for these 2 days, yeah. And then we can also transferred in a real order for the man on the field. So for example here, if you have to, I choose my name and I choose this name. Oh, sorry. Yeah, and this is, yeah, as a programmer, this sounds very funny. Rübenroden, and they have, yeah, it's very tangible thing. Yeah, normally you are in the virtual world, and there we have to drive 2 times per week for 7 months now to Brandenburg, yeah, and to meet there with these farmers. And we try to also implement a big data approach that we, so for example, Rübenroden, yeah, so this is to harvesting some corn, I don't know. And so normally in SAP systems, the customers, they fill in all these data. And we decided, no, we want to fill in this data. So every customer uses the same data so that we can run later much more analytics and statistics about this over all clients. And especially when we extend this to several countries, then it's very nice to see how to analyze this big data. Then I want to show you also this nice best in place gem. So here, for example, we have these the users, and if you just want to change the name, I think you all know those in-place editing tools. But I love these things because it makes the life for the customer so easy. Yeah, they can just change something, and and the web application feels much more like a desktop application. Yeah, and then. And the biggest, this looks very bad. Yeah, but the biggest advantage of such a B2B platform is that all is integrated. Yeah, so they have all the data in the in one system and not spread out over several systems. And they can, and it's the first time that they can really see. So what resource is positive, what resource is negative, and where they should extend their business, and so at the end, the statistics is a key point where we bring value to the people. Yeah, so this was all of what I wanted to tell you, so my founder story and this architecture. And if you have any questions, then I'm happy to answer them.
I wanted to ask, you said that you used multi-tenancy.
Yeah.
You said you used Heroku.
Yeah.
Do you have a single installation where you have some logic that partitions with this customer? How did you do it?
I use a gem, and this gem uses scopes. Sorry, I have to repeat the question. So you ask about the multi-tenancy. Because we use Heroku, you ask whether we, or how do we do it on Heroku. And so we use a gem which uses scopes. So the scope, it's all in one database, it's all in one schema, and it runs all on one server. Yeah, and the scopes, they just scope the model. So each model has a field, a tenant field, yeah, and when I'm logged in as a tenant, then it only finds machines, for example, or users of this tenant. So when I search for machine.all.all, then it only finds the machines of this tenant. This is very great. Yeah.
So you have a separate table of tenants?
No, it's a separate table. No, it's one table. So for example, the table machines is one table, and it has one column called tenant. So and when there's a machine with tenant ID 1, yeah, then it belongs to tenant 1. Yeah, and when I search for, so when I'm logged in as this tenant and I look in all my machines, then I only find the machines of this tenant. All right, another question.
How about your customers? Were they already used to the software, or only when the software solution?
The question was whether they were used to software or they were new. No, they, of course, everybody of them has already software. And they are used also to think innovative. They have a lot of these big machines. Yeah, so it was very easy to convince them to use now a new software. Yeah, otherwise it would be hard. Yeah.
They use the mobile client already before you the Android app?
Ah, okay. So the question was whether they use already mobile apps. Some of them use mobile apps. Yeah, but the majority they use as papers. So they every day they send out their employees with papers, and these and at the end of the day, these papers come back to the office, and somebody has to fill it from the paper to the. So it was very easy to see for us. Oh, there's such a pain. There's so much to do. Yeah. Okay.
Did you reach break even? Are you earning money?
So the question was whether we earn money and reach break even. Actually, we haven't earned any money yet. So thank you for the question. So no, we said, so our reference customer is one of the biggest companies in this area. And we said, in this whole business, and we said, if the software works for this company, then it will work for everybody. And therefore, we invested this year to get this software to run. And now it's time to sell it. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Benedict.
Okay, thank you.